Okay, we're up to Halacha Ches. Simen Mem, Halacha Ches, page Resh Chof Dalet. Different types of water. What kind of water is fit for Netilas Yadayim? Mayim Shenishtanu Marehim, water whose color has changed. It's no longer clear. It is brown. What is the law? Mayim Shenishtanu Marehim, Beimachmas Mekoyma Beimachmas Ezedover, Shenofa Lusechon, Psulim Netilasem. Whether because of Mekoymam, the place where they came from. Beimachmas Ezedover, Shenofa Lusechon, was their source. It's just dirty water. The source of the well is a filthy, dirty well. Or because something fell into the water, so this water you may suggest it's good water, it's just it became something happened to it later on.
It also changed color.
White, foggy today until the chemicals settle when you turn off tap water. So it depends. Sometimes, yes, sometimes not. Depends. But
the water is brown because of something.
They do construction. When they do construction, it has to be significant. What's called not significant? He'll talk about it. Yeah, sure. They warn you. They send notices. They tell you not to boil your water and to let it run. No. Okay, I know. Whenever you do construction. It's possible. But let's say they change machmas atzman, meaning that nothing has happened. It's natural. Now, I don't know exactly what it means machmas atzman, but
discoloration
due to something that's natural. It's not because anything unusual. That is okay. I'm not clear what that means. Mayim shenase b'chem melacha, new case. Water which you've used to wash your dishes, you've used to soak, you have some type of
laundry.
Things that you soak. So then, kegoyin shehutchu b'chem kelim, you soak your dishes in this water. Or you shesharu b'chem yirako, so you soak vegetables. Or shenasu b'chem kelim im mashkim litzanam. You put in them kelim with other liquid litzanam to cool them down. In other words, you have hot water, a thermos, something boiling hot water, and you want to cool down the water, so you put this into a bucket of cold water. Or you use this water to measure. Okay, it was a technique. If you want to measure something, so you take a fixed amount of water, which you know how much it is, and you pour it into a utensil. The water has been used for measuring purposes. Gam kein psulin, the glul is all of these examples. Whenever you use water for something, the water is no longer fit for netilas yadam. It must be pure water.
The original water.
Classic. I think more common examples. Like I think the baby bottles. If I'm not mistaken, I've read this. That people think they baby bottles, so they prepare some type of formula. They want it warm or hot milk, and then it's too hot for the baby, for the child. So they take the bottle. And for 5 minutes, you put the bottle, take a pot, and you put the bottle in the pot, and it cools it down. So now you have what a shame! You have a whole bucket of clean water. The bottle is clean as can possibly be, right?
The bottle. Commercial cooking, they have a chill down room.
The chill down room. So that water, there's nothing wrong with the water. The pot, the bottle that you put in the pot. So why should I have to waste that water? Might as well use that water to wash the tilas yadayim. It is forbidden. That water that has been used for a purpose of cooling down something that is very hot is in the category of melacha. It's been used for another purpose. It's no longer fit for the tilas yadayim. The yesh paistam gam mayim shenim asu. For what do we mean mayim shenim asu? We mean that water is nothing wrong with water, but in your eyes it is disgusting. Why would it be disgusting? Because a cat licked the water, took a sip, or a dog took a sip of the water. Now, in ancient times, what's so terrible? You live with a dog in the house, and the dog takes a sip of the water. People are accustomed to this. They don't really find it to be anything wrong. But since for some people it's disgusting, an animal has taken from the water, it's already called nimas, and it's not fit for mayim nitzosem. V'yesh pasim gam mayim shenimasu goyin sheshosem kelev yechazir uchodem mishum benasu kishayvchen. It's like dirty, spilled out water. V'yesh lochush l'divrayim. It's not absolute, but it's a good idea to be machmir. Next,
Mish.
If someone drank, it does not say that. Someone drank from... It doesn't say that. L'chayra, it's good. L'chayra, it's not, it's good. If someone drank it, if it's this, someone's not so sick, you have someone who's ill, someone has a cold, and they take a sip, so obviously it's nimas. But if it's not, let's say you yourself take a drink, it's not nimus to you, or someone in your family, it doesn't say. It doesn't say, it's not called even malacha, that's not doing malacha, and it doesn't say anywhere that if you drink from water, the leftover water is no longer fit, it would appear that it would be okay.
Yeah, people would... These signs time said a few years ago, people with dogs have a much higher incidence of sore throats in the winter because the dog, you're kissing the dog and he's bringing in all his germs into the house and he's, you know, touching the dog. He licked the sidewalk, he did all these things, and then you're kissing your dog again.
Okay, so a dog. Okay, so for a dog, yes. Boil the dog. Boil the whole dog. Next, Mishloi Nadal Yadav Vinagav Amayim Loi Nid Mor Amayim. A person knew Galacha. Being that this whole takana is only a takana, it's not Iker Hadin. It's not that the hands are really Tameh. Mishloi Nadal Yadav Vinagav Amayim Loi Nid Mor Amayim. If a person did not wash his hands and he touched water, Loi Nid Mor Amayim. You do not contaminate the water. If you did not wash your hands and you touched water, the water was still fit for Netilas Yadayim. Lochen if Ayotzi Bibes Akisei Yochol Lishoi Mayim Be Chafonov Min Hachavis. So here you come to the Beis HaKisei. You come to the Beis HaKisei and you want to wash your hands. You want to dip your hands into a basin, and take your two palms, bring them together, and take up some water. So by doing so, your dirty hands are touching the whole container of water. Can you then take that water and use it for Netilas Yadayim? The answer is yes.
So
we're assuming that the water is not. We're going in times where the standards are. It's not disgusting. Today, obviously, if you come out of the Beis HaKisei and you put your hands in the basin of water, you're not going to be using that water anymore, no matter what. Baruch Hashem, we live in a society where we can do that. But it appears in ancient times when you had to go and break your back to draw water from a well, and you have a basin of water, you were not so quick, you were not so fast to throw water.
He doesn't mean actually putting in. You're holding the
clean,
not if you put your finger in.
You put the clean. You can draw b'chofnav with your hands. Chofnav. Min hachavis lirchoitz yadav. So you've made contact. Your hands have made contact with the actual water. Your fingers have touched the actual water. And again, we're going in a society where just because you came to the Beis HaKisei and you touch water, that does not make the water disgusting. So the water is not disgusting. But the issue is you have contaminated the water because your dirty hands touch water. So maybe the water is no longer fit for netilas yadayim, whose purpose is to remove tumah. No, it's okay. V'hanesharim b'kasherim netilas yadayim. Aval im shich. But let's say your hands are taka dirty. You come in the Beis HaKisei, your hands are filthy. There's soya, or there's meraglayim. And you rub your hands, and now the dirt goes to the water. Of course, v'afilu tovabo rak etzmeyakatana linakois, because there's taka filth on your pinky. Of course, then nifsulu kol hamayim ibnei shenasa b'hem milocha. Forget about becoming filthy, nimas. If you actually use the water as a means of cleaning your hands, it's no worse than doing your laundry in this water, and the water becomes nasa boi malacha, and the halacha is, mayim shenasa b'malacha is not fit for netilas yodayim. Next, mayim meluchim, salty water, and mayim usruchim umarim, or achurim, or smelly water, or bitter water, or cloudy water, ein ruim l'shtiyas kelef psulim netilas, and that is the rule of thumb. The rule of thumb is if it's not fit for a dog, you put it in front of a dog, the dog will not drink the water, it's no longer fit.
Now we have seltzer, clear seltzer.
Yeah, it will be okay. Carbonated water, so you want to say the nasma malacha, is that called malacha? It's not malacha. No, l'chari seltzer would be good. People do it. People actually, for my machroinim, you do it. So, the water for my machroinim is no different than the water my machroinim, just the amount of water you need and the way you do it, but the same water. So, people use seltzer all the time for my machroinim, so it must be that it's called mayim. Just because it's carbonated, carbonation is not called nas by malacha.
It's from your water. You drank soda.
That's not nimas.
It's not nimas.
No, right. Okay, fine. Okay, not necessarily. So today we live. Yeah, it all depends.
Soda is no good.
flavored soda is not mayim. That's not. It's not good for mikvah. No, color is not necessarily a problem. Color is not. It's still called mayim. It's not called mayim. That's not called mayim. I don't think it's called mayim. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, because the question is how much, let's say, wine got
in. Yeah. Yayin. That's yayin. Yayin is a product of yayin is a product. Yayin is a product of the vine. Water, Coca-Cola is 99% water.
Right.
It's just some flavoring.
Oh, no. So what I mean is it's still going to be a kosher mikveh if there's a little bit of
small amount. Even wine, certainly wine, right.
The water.
Okay, but
if it's totally colored, it
depends on the percentage of the
okay,
color.
I don't know the answer. L'chora's Coca-Cola is not kosher for Netilas Yadayim. It's not called mayim. It's not mayim, it's a mashke. It's like Neperos. No, it's not kosher. That's not Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim requires mayim. That's the halacha. You have to use for the Netilas in mikvah requires mayim. You're not allowed to use fruit juices. Soda, l'chora, has the din of a fruit juice, even though technically speaking it's 99% water. I don't know the answer. I don't know. We have to look into it. I don't know.
What's
No, Meish Lakos is certainly no good. Meish Lakos, because that's been matan melacha. You've cooked vegetables.
And a mikvah?
A mikvah is no good. Meish Lakos, it's mayim shenasu b'melacha. Do you apply the word mayim shenasu b'melacha for a mikvah as well? I don't know. How do you do? It has to, water. You have the water that's used for netilas yadayim and for mikvah is mayim sheloi nasa bohem melacha. Once the bloch has been done, it's disqualified from being considered kosher water. Mikvah, we have other reasons because you need has to be pure water. You take if you do hashaka with the bar. I'm not sure of these issues. Let's see what it says on the bottom. Maybe we'll come bottom. Halacha hey, and the shi'adim mitzvah halacha. Mayim aluchim umei hayam. What about using seawater? Sea ocean water, so it's salty. So what's the status? I'm going to Avram. Im here sichu oisam chazurin l'shtiyas kelev. So the rule is the water, the Shukitzuch mentions roiv for a dog. If you take seawater and you give it to a dog, it's not going to drink it. It's not going to drink it. But if you cook it, if you boil it, you boil seawater and give it to a dog, you'll be surprised that the dog will drink it.
So it expunges the.
So therefore, that's going to be good. I guess they did it. Yes, they did. I don't know. So he says, if you take salt seawater and you cook it, it's going to be fit for a dog. We're more lenient. Okay, so when it comes to tzvila, it's seawater is mutter, he seems to be saying. So it seems the standards for tzvila are much easier, much more relaxed than the standards for netila. Uvesheleg mutter. The what is that? Uvesheleg. I don't know what that stands for. Little yada by afilu eina mufushar kumo kevon the netilas yadayim de rabbanon.
When it
b'shas hatchak, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. B'shas hatchak. Litbol yada boy. We had this before. We had this right before. Afilu einu mufush, even if it's not been melted. Came with the netilas yadayim de rabbanan. Avotzach lios memsa mechub biyachal. We had this before. We had this yesterday. You gotta go dip your hand in snow as long as it's mechuber an area of Dalid Abraham saw the Chamei Tveria. What about the Chamei Tveria, the hot waters of Tveria? V'shar v'ayenol sachamin ayin b'shulchan arach. The Chamei Tveria einer l'mehem yadayim. You're not allowed to wash. I will tovel in b'chem b'bnei shein ruim l'shtiyas hakelev. The Chamei Tveria is not roi for achilas kelev, so it's not fit for netila. Netila is more chomer than tefila. Tefila, any type of any. If it's cold water in any shape or form, it's good for tefillah, but it's not good for netilah. So you can dip in such water, but you cannot pour from a kli on your hands. All depends if it's roi for achilas kelev. Next, Yud Beis. Yud Aleph. Koidem. Hanetila tzrichim lashkiach al yadayim shenekiyos belishum chatzitza. Okay, so we go now to the chatzitza. Nothing will be on your hand. Umishet pornei etzvoisav gedolos. If a person has long nails, sorech ledatik lenakosam shloyeh betachten tit vitzoya mishonavi chatzitza. V'chein sorech lohasu hataba shloyeh chatzitza. You have to take off your ring. Where do you put the ring? And your teeth.
No.
And your mouth. This is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Right? Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You put the ring in your teeth. V'chein tzach l'hasu ataba shelo yeh chatzitza. Why? Now why? Because technically it's a loose ring. You don't have to take it off. But not all rings are loose. Sometimes rings are tight and the water does not get underneath. Yud beis. Mi shayadav tzvuos. Person is a painter. And his hands are colored. Im yesham mamoshes atzeva. If there is some actual substance, it's actually you can peel it off. You can feel the paint. Then im
kiim ha. Nail
polish. Nail polish appears to be okay because it's doesn't come off. It's permanent. Mi shayadav tzivuos im ein sham mamoshes or mikvah. The mikvah is no good. Mikvah is a problem. Talking about netilas yadayim.
It's not so
what, mikvah, the nail polish?
Yeah.
Okay, but certainly when it comes to the tilas yadayim there, makel, you don't have to take off the nail polish. Mi sheyodav tzuvus im ein sham mamoshos atzeva. If there is no mamosh of tzeva, kim chazusa ba'omo, loy havi chatzitza. If there is no mamoshos, you have a pen mark on your hand, you don't have to go meshuga and expunge the pen mark before you wash your hands. You can wash the tzidayim. Aval im yesh alei mamosh atzeva, afilu rak ma'at havi chatzitza, even a small man is chatzitza. Achim hu uman, let's say you are a painter, bekach, haynu shu tzoveya, v'chein mishuhu tabach, a butcher, v'yodav meluchlochos midam, oshu sefer, you're a scribe, yetzbo'itzav meluchlochos bidyor from ink, v'rogl b'kach, v'chol bali umnos, eid zos, eid makil b'kach. And this is the way you go around, so I guess the nail polish is the same thing, that's the way you dress, that's the way it always appears on your hand, that becomes toffel to your body, that's part of your body, that's not called the chatzitza, loy havi chatzitza, ela im hukein b'roiv hayad, unless it's the majority. Only time is where it's the majority. Even majority is only us mid the rabbanan. Minatora, a person needs to go to mikvah minatora, and there's a chatzitza, and this is the way he lives. He's a painter. He's always full of paint. Mikra adin, it's not a chatzitza, even if it's a majority. Mid the rabbanan, atkde kach, where it's a majority of your body, then we're going to be machmer. It's a chumrah. That's what he's saying. It's a chumrah. We're very noshim going to mikvah, the very, very machmir. Nikra adin, like he says, since that's the way you go around, that's the derech, that's your mouth, it's part of your body, it's tafel. Nikra adin, it's okay. But b'diyaved, it's okay. V'chein mi sheyesh lo maka al yod, a person has a maka on your hand. V'olecha ritiyah, and there's a bandage. Shemitztarlos here, different taking over is very complicated. A person has a cast. Right, a person has a cast on your hand, so part of your hand sticks out, part of the hand does not stick out, so what are you going to do? How are you going to wash? Well, you're going to take off your whole cast every time you want to go wash, then you can't do that. Loi havi chatzitza, since that's the way it's going to be for the next week, that's not called the chatzitza, you just wash the part of the hand that you can wash, and that is sufficient. So then mission related, that's another union of the tfilas noshim, and same as the chatzitza, it depends. So he says that it depends. If it's a banded, which is a very big tircha to remove and to put back on, you do not need to take it off because that's what you do. That's how you wear the whole day, that's how you go around the whole day. But if it's a very certain type of banded, which is no big deal to take on, take off, then in a chanami would be ideal. Right, in a chanami, so it all depends. People anyway, they change the band-aids every couple of hours. It all depends. Every situation is different, but if it's difficult to take off, you don't have to take it off.
It says you should put water on your back.
Exactly, right. So of course,
it has to stay there.
So of course, you do not take it off. That's the derech. The basic rule is, if this is the way you go about your business the entire day, in such a situation, it becomes part of your guf. If it is something which doesn't belong there, I don't want it to be there. Why is there this piece of paint on my skin? I don't like this. I'm embarrassed to go in public and have this on my hands. So now I'm at home, no one's watching, I don't care. For 5 minutes I'll go and I'll eat lunch, I'll wash, I don't care at this moment. No, that you're not allowed to do. Since this is not what you want, before you go out into the street, you're going to remove it, it's considered to be a chatzitza, and it's a chatzitza for the tila Milas Yadayim. But if this is the way you're going to go about your business the entire day, because this is what you do, you're a painter, you're a soifer, or you have a bandage, or this is the way you dress, the nail polish, that is not called Chatzitza Me'ikr Hadin. You do not need to do, if we remove it from the Tilas Yadayim to the Tilas Nashim, there is a higher standard, because that is a Din Do'iraisa. That's a Chodavacham, but the rules are more strict. It's under the flesh. It's not under the skin. That's what he's talking about. By mamish, mamosha. So a tattoo is not a problem. Unfortunately, many people today, even very young people, they have different medical procedures, and all the scanners they make tattoos in order to line a lot of different even simple things. Today the technology is complex, and they have to do a certain type of scan. The machines have to be guided.
They have numbers that go to the mikvah.
So they make tattoos. They make marks, permanent marks on your body. Permanent marks.
Very small.
Very small, but it's still. So a woman, let's say you have a woman. A woman needs to go to mikvah. So she has a tattoo. She has a tattoo on her. She has a tattoo. So, it's a chatzitza. So you'd be surprised, you'd be shocked that the people make a big issue out of this. That the Rahman al-Sultan, someone has to have.
What did these women?
They do it. They have techniques where they can use dye that's not permanent. If you really push them, if you really want to push them to their limits, they'll go out of the way. They'll use dyes that will dissolve. It's a little thing, but so what? A little teeny dot is a little teeny dot. So a woman doesn't want this on her body. She's very upset. She has a little teeny dot on her body. So a man doesn't make a difference anyway, because a man is not going to make for. But someone you'll tell me, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, he didn't want a pacemaker. Why do you want a pacemaker? Because he wanted to be on the Sanhedrin when Mashiach comes. He believed Mashiach's going to come very soon. He wanted to have a big Baal Mom. So think about it. Mashiach's around the corner. So what's going to be? You're going to be a carbon. So you're going to bring a carbon, you have to retire midaraisa. Hazah, gimel, v'zayin, go to mikvah. So are you going to put on me a tattoo? So when I want to come to the Beis Midrash, they'll tell me, no, sorry, you can't come to the Beis Midrash because you have to go to mikvah. You can't go to mikvah because you have a tattoo. Oh, but I'm not machmir, it's part of my body. Yeah, but you know, we're going to be machmir here. You don't want to have any shilas. It's not a shilah. There are many ways around the shilah, but you want to be mahader in these inyanim. There are such people. There are people that they really go off. They give doctors a very hard time. So it's not really an issue, but people who make the issue out of it, they have other dyes for them that are not permanent, that will eventually dissolve over time. Okay, but here we have, but if certainly for the Nitzilas time, if it's under the skin, it's not davish. My mom is just chazus, it's explicit here in the Kitzur Chumel that it's not called a chatzitza. Next, halacha. Yud Gimel Hamayim Trichim Sheyovo Ala Yadayim Bikoyach Gav. Now we come to the very doing the tefillah. We're not doing tefillah. Yesterday we discussed tefillah. Tefillah, just dip your hands. But if you're doing the tefillah, it has to be Koyach Gav. Avol Hamayim Boim Me Aleihem Uloi Havi Tefillah. Now, what about a spout, a spigot? You have a container. You have a container. Let's say you go to a wedding, and they have on the table this big, what looks like an urn. What do they call it? A big, big thing. And you're supposed to have a bowl, and you have a cup, you fill up the cup. Let's say you're in a rush, and there's no cup. Someone took away the cup. So you want to wash your hands by putting your hands underneath the spigot. There's a bowl, I'll turn on the spigot. That container is a utensil. It's not attached to the ground. Don't you see the waiters coming with big buckets? They fill it up. Right, they come, they fill it up. So that's a container. That's a container. And I'll just open the spigot, and I'll put my hands underneath, and the water will come on my hands. Is that a kosher for netilas yadayim? So the answer is yes.
The spigot is the koyach.
Exactly. But it's only the first koyach. In other words, let's say I'll open the spigot, and I'll put my hands. So for me, it's good. But for the next guy, if we keep it open, we keep it open, and we don't offer the other your second hand. I'll open up my first hand, and I'll put in my second hand. So for the first hand, it was Koyach Gavra. But Koyach Gavra only lasts for a second. The first gush of water is called Koyach Gavra. The second gush, the continuation, is called indirect Sagrama, and that is not called Koyach Gavra. That's the point he makes. Hamayim Shechem Sheva Alidem B'Koyach Gavra Avalim Hamayim Boim Me'aleim Lo'yavi Koyach Netila V'chavishesh Boi Barza V'hosir Asa Barza Oz Hamayim Boim Me'aleim B'Koyach Rishon Nachayim Kilo Harishon The first flow Levada Nechshav B'Koyach Gavra Aval Hamayim Boim Me'achakach In Nechshav B'Koyach Gavra Ela Ke'ei Kilo Boim Me'aleim U'lechein Ev'nishu Reitz Lito Yedem Derech HaBarza. We have a utensil, not a sink. We learned yesterday a sink is not called a utensil. A sink is mechubah l'karka, it's called karka. Maybe you can make it in tefillah. If you put your hand on it, you fill up the sink. Or you put your hand on the bottom of the sink, you're attaching it to the karka. But if you have a clean urn full of water and you want to wash your hands, in the first flow there must be a lot of force, must be a big spigot where a lot of water comes out in one shot, so you can the entire what?
The waterfall faucets,
what's that?
They have these faucets that when you open it, it like comes out like a waterfall. Not through a spigot. I mean, the spigot is the new. It's a new fashion thing.
I'm not familiar with this. Okay. Nichnasa kol hayad.
So
if you have a little teeny spigot, and when you open it up, you have to put your hand there for 5 minutes for the water to come over your entire hand. That's no good. Because only the first second or the first 2 seconds is considered to be kachavra, and the remainder is not called kachavra. And if you need to wait until a lot of water comes out of this little teeny hole to go cover your entire hand, that's not called you washing mikoyach gavra. The yistem is abarza. So the solution will be, if it's only small amounts of water come out, little by little, you have to keep it opening it and closing it constantly until you can cover your entire hand. The yistem is abarza v'yachsav yitecheyu. Close and open it. L'shvicha shmiya a second time. Mishani yodeh l'shari ein lo elito yodeh l'derech zeh. And if you can't make this evaluation of what's called the first koyach, the second koyach, the best thing is don't wash your hands in this fashion. The best thing is to take a cup and wash it in a normal way. U'mikol mokka, u'mikol shkeim sh'ein lito yodeh min ha'kiyor, sh'yesh shambar zekot and v'kloch hudak. Certainly, like we said before, if it's very, very small and a teeny amount of water is coming out, so then it's not going to be koyach gavra, it's going to be a secondary koyach. And to go do it 100 times is not practical, so the only thing to do is you should wash in a normal way. Next, Yudal, also lechol b'lenetila. I feel the words of likrach yedah b'mapa. You're not allowed to eat bread. Now we go to new cats. Let's say I don't want to wash. Why do I have to wash? The reason why we wash is because we don't want to contaminate the bread. Because we're comparing this to the kohanim. The kohanim when they ate truma can become a shlishi. And stam yodaim are shniyos. So if a hand touches truma, the truma becomes tmeya. Therefore, in the Chazal and the kohanim have to wash their hands. So, but the problem is kohanim are only a minority; they're only a small group of people. If only they're going to have to wash their hands, then they're not going to follow the rules because they're not having any support. No one in Klal Yisrael is doing the same thing; they don't have any pressure to do so. So, in order to mechazik the law for the kohanim, Chazal and everyone in Klal Yisrael has to wash their hands. So, the problem is primarily because you're going to touch the bread; you're going to touch truma. As an alcohol touching the truma, you're touching the bread. But let's say I don't want to touch the bread. I want to eat with gloves. I'm going to wear gloves when I eat my food. So I'm not going to touch the bread. So do I have to go through this process of washing and making the bracha, having a clean, having water and all of these things? Yes, you do. That's part of the takana of Chazal. You have to still wash. Asur le'echol b'loy netila afilu b'mareitza lichrich yilu b'mapa ve'ein hu b'derech v'pirit. You have to wash no matter what. But here are the only exceptions. But let's say you're traveling on the road. You're in a car. You have no water. Within 4 milim. A mil is 18 minutes. So 18 times 4 is 72. And that means, and 72, a mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile. Now, halacha l'maisa, we follow time. Halacha l'maisa, many poskim say, does not depend on distance anymore. Because today we don't walk, we travel by automobile or by other means. So the rule now, according to most poskim, is time. We look at this as time. If within 72 minutes you plan on coming in contact with water, you're not allowed to eat your lunch. You have your wife pack for you in a brown bag a sandwich, and you won't eat the sandwich. And there's no water to wash. You're on a train, you're on a plane, you're in the car, and there's no water to wash. And I'm hungry. I want to eat a sandwich right now. So you know what I'll do? I'll have a pair of gloves. A cold day today, I have gloves. I'll put on my gloves and I'll eat with, I'll hold the bread in the tin foil or in the paper wrapper. And I'll be super, super careful not to touch the bread. You're not allowed to. You have to wash. Unless, unless you know for a fact that you're not going to come in contact with water for the next 72 minutes. If you're going to have to delay your lunch for 72 minutes from the time when you're hungry, then already you can be lenient, you can eat, but just make sure you don't touch the bread. It depends on time, 72 minutes. Within the amount of time it takes to walk for milin, lefana forward, o mil le'acharav, or you'll have to go through the tirchot to go backwards. 18 minutes. I want to go find water, I can find water, but I'm going to have to go out of my way backwards, which is going to cause me to detour. Then, yim samayim, mechuyiv le'leches lefanav da'alabim, you have to wait 72 minutes, or lachzor acharav mil, little yedav lachil, to wash your hands. Avlim gam sham lo yim samayim, let's say you're with a group, you're on a tour with a group and they're leaving, and basically there's no way you can possibly go, or you're not going to have water even after 72 minutes. In other words, water is not coming anytime soon. Then and only then do you have this solution, which you've seen. I mean, we've all seen people do this over our lifetimes. People are on the plane and they eat without touching the bread. Yichrech yadav b'mapa, you should wrap your hands in a mapa, or just say we take the wrapper, right? You just take the wrapper, the tinfoil, or the paper. Or yilbash bote yadayim, put on gloves. What's that Yiddish word?
Yeah, huncha.
That's the Yiddish word? That means gloves? Okay, I never heard that word. I don't know Yiddish. V'yoychel kach.
It's lure, something else.
V'yoychel kach, and eat like that. Next, now let's look at Vav. On the bottom of Vav, Derech Mil. What does it say here about Derech Mil? Derech Dalamin, Lashuna Seba Begamla, Parcha. Here it points out that the Derech Mil, Tamech Hazal, was walking. Walking means you walk, but what about in time when you walk on a camel that flies, meaning an automobile or a plane? A train that goes on a path of iron. Isn't that an interesting way to describe a train? A path of iron. An iron path. Iron roads. Iron?
Yeah.
You walk on an iron road.
Okay.
That's interesting.
But they shortened the bond. They shortened it to
the lawyer is about how far you have to like me. She is to Mongolia.
Yeah.
So one of them before she said this, you read it that time when I was teaching it. It's this. It's a new thing they call it. It goes a lot faster. You call it an iron horse.
Iron horse.
An iron horse.
Because of the iron. Interesting.
So that's considered how far you can go to sit Shiva, so that's
interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, but the point he makes, we said before, is Ein Chayshim Lufi Orech HaDerech. We no longer in modern times make the calculation based upon distance. 4 mil.
That's man.
You can go in a car 4 mil probably within a minute. Going 60 miles an hour, you can be there within a minute, not so, maybe a little bit more. Okay, whatever, maybe not a little bit more, you go very quickly. Okay, the zman, shall he look talamin, la odin beinoni, shu shir, ayin beiz minutin. Vedavka, kishu roiv harbe, only when a person is very hungry. Only when you're very hungry, then do we make that calculation, that a person should really try very hard not to ever eat bread without first washing under any circumstance. If you're very, very hungry, and you're not going to have, and you're not going to have bread within 17 minutes, then you can make one, you can eat without washing. Halacha tesraf. Now these are more complex halachas. A person goes to the Beis Akise. You are in the middle of eating. I'm eating my lunch. And all of a sudden, you have to go to the base, so you have to step out. And you go to the base, so now questions, do you have to wash the tilas yadayim again when you come out of the base, like he say, to eat? Now first he discussed, one thing at a time, I jumped the gun. Let's first discuss, you going to the base, like he say, before you wash. So when you come to the base, like he say, we normally wash, now we do it a little bit different. We do it al pi Kabbalah. Most people, when they wash, when they come out of the base, like he say, they wash b'seirugin. I don't know. People do different things. When you come out of the Beis Akis, how do you wash? I wash like Negovas in the morning, right? You pick up with the right, give it to the left. You go back and forth until you don't know what you're doing. That is for coming out of the Beis Akis, and that's the way most people do when they wake up in the morning. Washing the Tilas Yadayim, we learned, most people don't do that. You wash the right hand twice and you wash the left hand twice. Now, you're about to have a meal. Before you go to the meal, you go to the Beis HaKiseh. And the problem is, if I'm going to go to the Beis HaKiseh and wash my hands, even though I go and do all these funny things, bottom line is I've washed my hands lahalacha. So now when I wash again,
you have to wash again.
It's a bracha levatala. Because it's exactly, it's not called a washing because I already washed.
So it's pouring water.
But the bracha is being said for pouring the water. The water has to accomplish. You're making a bracha for accomplishing something. Okay, let's see how he says it. Now, in order to make ashayatza, you're not allowed to make the bracha ashayatza until you clean your hands. But that's a different type of cleaning. That cleaning can even be done by the yevet, even if it's not done through water. You can use Purell. I mean, that's not ideal.
Sand.
It's a matter of nikios. Washing for bread is water is critical for washing bread. For coming out of the base, like he said, water is not critical. What's critical is to do an action, to do a maisa that guarantees your hands are clean. They claim Purell is much better than water. They claim they take kills 99% of the bacteria, whereas water doesn't do anything near that. But it's cleanliness. That's the ikar. There's a hinder, of course, in the water as well. But you come out of this, like he says, you're getting yourself into a lot of trouble. Basically, because if you're going to wash your hand for Asher Yotzar, you've done a maisa with mayim, which has accomplished something. And there's nothing really left for the bracha of al netilas yadayim to be chal upon. I'm going to do al netilas yadayim, you're making a bracha without washing. Oh, I poured water. But the water you just poured was redundant, was superfluous, accomplished nothing. The washing of for the Asher Yotzar accomplished everything you need to accomplish. So there's a possibility the bracha on the first time is the bracha levatala. Al kain hanachon. So here's what the solution is. This person is going to be aware of this halacha. Al kain hanachon sheyitol tchila yadav shaloi kedin netilas yadayim lesuda. When you wash your hands, when you come out of the base, I can't say, use Purell, don't use water. That's really what he's saying. Don't use water, or if you're going to use water, dehainu, sheyishboich, okay, not Purell then, sheyishboich, Purell is expensive, sheyishboich, rak ma'at mayim, l'chofnei achas, a small amount of water into one, into the palm. Of course, hands are not the situation when hands are filthy. You're talking about hands are clean. Just you went to the base, like you say, put a small amount in your palm and rub your hands. That's not called tilas yadayim. The tilas yadayim is to take water in a clear revius, really a double revius. Not a revius, not really enough to wash your hands. Revius is enough to drink. Revius is not enough to wash your hands, depends on the water covering your entire hand. Everyone is different. Some people have big hands, some have small hands. Ideally, you should go until the wrist. Kohanim must do kiddush yadayim all the way until the wrist. B'di'evet, you can go until the knuckles, but that's not ideal. So, shoes also to get the water on the shoes. So the way you do alkeni nachon sheyitol yitchil yodav shloiked in the sedaim l'suta daim l'shiyishbech rak mat mayim l'chof neachas v'yishav shev shtei yodav b'mayim elu v'yinagvam hetev and dry it well v'yivorech asher yotzar v'achakach yitol yodav k'din l'sedaim l'suta v'yivorech al netilas yadayim. That is what he recommends. A fascinating halacha that not many people are aware of. You're supposed to wash in a way that does not constitute netilas yadayim, which means don't pour. Try not to pour. Put your hands under the sink. That's literally what it means. Turn on the sink and wash your hands. That's not called that's not a kosher netilas yadayim. That's not. So you want to use a lot of water? Use a lot of water. Turn on the sink. Many people I know in yeshiva, very machmir going yeshiva. I remember the first time, before I went to yeshiva at home, I come out of the bathroom. I don't know. I just turn on the sink and I wash my hands. I never really use the cup. Go to yeshiva. Oh, there's a cup. And it could be people come to the base of Kisei, they fill up the cup, and they do the whole spiel. Okay, so you get into the habit of doing it the right way. But if you're going to do this before you eat, you're getting yourself into a lot of trouble because then the bracha levatala tilas yadayim. So the best thing is to wash without the cup. Turn on the sink, wash your hands, make sure it's perfectly clean, then you make asher yotzar. That washing does not constitute a kosher netilas yadayim. For bread, you must wash from a utensil, and it must be poured.
I don't understand the bracha levatala. There's no bracha levatala.
If you wash your hands with a utensil, and you come out of the Beis HaKisei, you have removed the tumah. Correct?
Let's say you didn't go to the bathroom. You're just going to wash to bread. You wash three times.
Okay.
You dry your hands, and then you wash it again, and then you make.
No, it's bracha levatola. It's not.
You don't make your bracha. You only make your bracha at the same time.
According to some poskim, once you dry your hands,
you
can't make a bracha anymore.
Yeah, but then you didn't make a bracha.
Okay, right now you wash your hands.
But
okay,
you make a bracha.
Are your hands tahar?
Yes, and then you go and you wash it again, and you make a bracha. So you can't make
that, a bracha. You can't make a bracha. You the washing has to take you from a state of tamei to tahar.
Oh, okay.
That's the bracha. Now, if a person is nizer, his hands are tahar the entire day. So you have to go from tumah to tahara. So the solution is, when you come to Beis HaKisei, do not use a cup. Wash your hands thoroughly with water without a cup, and then you can still wash with a cup in the Tilas Yadayim. If you are not planning on eating, obviously there is a maila in washing for Asher Yotzar after the Beis HaKisei with a cup. There is such a maila. What?
What's the maila?
It's also a din of netila. It's also a din of... that's what it appears. I don't know the answer. But it appears to be that the washing with the cup... I don't know. We have to look into it more. But it appears, since this is the minhag olam, obviously there is definitely a maila in washing with the cup when you come out of the Beis HaKisei. But that maila turns into a chasaron if you are merely planning to go eat bread. Then you should be dafka wash not with the cup, so that the netila for the netila sidaim will be done properly. Let's see on the bottom. The bottom is oizayin. Ha'oyset tzrachav kenutas netila mishnah bura mitzadet gam sheyochel levarach metchila al netilas yadayim. So he has an incredible solution in this mishnah bura. Solution is make first netilas yadayim. Come out of the Beis HaKisei. Look here. You go to the Beis HaKisei. I'm going to wash after. I wash with a cup, and now make Asher Kiddushan v'mitzvah sivanu al netilas yadayim. And now make the Asher Yotzar. So you do two stones in one shot. U'mitzadeid shgam sheyochel, you can also do this solution. L'vorech netilas al netilas yadayim v'yachach Asher Yotzar v'yesh l'smich al zeh b'di'evet. Shekvar not al netilas achas. Let's say you don't realize, that's not the ideal thing to do, like he's saying. If you already washed one with a cup, you realize what you're doing. You wash one with a cup. Kedin, I feel lechatchila sheyesh loydeich v'lam. You don't have enough water. You're short on water. You only have enough water for one. So then wash, and then make first netilas yodaim, and then make asher yotzar. V'zeh motzaz b'seif ha'pardes l'Rashi. I found the following: Sha'olu talmidim l'Rabbeinu Shlomo hanifne v'noytel yodaf. They asked Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes the following question. A person goes to the Beis HaKisei, znifne, Beis HaKisei. Then v'noytel yodaf, tzach litol yodaf pamacheres le'achilo oiloi. If you're planning to eat right after you go to the Beis HaKisei, do you have to wash again? Omar lohem, af ani kach sh'alti es Rabbeinu Yaakov bar Yochar, the famous Rashi, Rebbe of Rashi. I didn't know the answer to this question, Rashi says. You can imagine, Rashi didn't know the answer. How often do you have Rashi saying, we have many places, there are Sfarim which have a whole collection of many places, Rashi, I don't know. But how often do you have Rashi saying that I asked the Shaila to my Rebbe? Not so often. V'omar, and he told me, sh'tzorich lachsa v'lito l'vorich al harishoina asher yotzar v'alashnia al netilas yodayim. So he says you do both. According to Rashi's Rebbe, you have to wash twice. You do wash twice. First asher yotzar, and the second al netilas yodayim. I will sfiulin the eyehole netil achas oyle lekan ulekan. Rashi seems to say, arguing on his Rebbe, it seems, the Ish Rabbeinu, I don't know if it's Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov Yochar, I don't know, but Avil Yakir, Avil Svir Li, Netila Achas Oil Lukan Lukan, Varai Ladova, Mehod Derav, Ad Kan Lashon, who's a Maisir in the Gemara with Rav, Kavanosa, Diamarav, Noitel Odom Yodav Shachris, Umasne Alkach Kol Hayom, you can wash your hand once, and as long as you are sure that your hands are clean the whole day, you have to have a lot of discipline. Mm. A lot of discipline to guard your hands the whole day. You don't need to wash the whole day.
And it's mashma that you do the Asher Yotzar bracha first.
According to Rashi, if you're only going to wash once. Because ideally, that's what you do. When you're coming out of the Beis HaKisei, it's samuch. Coming out of the Beis HaKisei, you always want to make the bracha samuch to the maisa that requires the bracha. And then you don't make al netilas yadayim. You only make Asher Yotzar.
All day.
What?
You can eat all day?
if you make the al netilas yadayim in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, you eat all based upon that bracha. If you're careful not that your hands are not askarios, you can eat all day based upon that bracha.
So you put on gloves after you wash in the morning, and you have no problem.
L'chayrit, that's what it sounds like.
Rabbi, can't you wash your hands after making al netilas yadayim, say yasher yotzah, and on purpose touch a spot, go like this, and then you have to wash again automatically, right?
There is such a minhag. It's brought down in the first thing he says.
That's a minhag to make sure
So yes, good question. So why don't we do? That's a very simple solution, right? Yeah, I'm kind of like he's saying.
Only if you didn't know that it's not, but if you know,
you can't do the kavana.
You know you went to Sarabha, you can't.
So why do we do it then?
Because you don't know. We said if you don't know if you're... I don't stick my hands up. You don't know. So you don't know if you really need to wash your hands, so you do that just to make sure. But over here, you know you went to the bathroom. So you know you have to wash your hands
before.
But then you, once you make asher, your hands are clean.
But then you purposely touch your hands.
Ah, so you make yourself make a bracha. That's a bracha of Atol.
You make yourself make a bracha?
Yeah. Can you take? Can you make a shakel, make a burning fashion, and then make another shakel? I want to make a mea brachos. I want to make a shakel, burning fashion, shakel. You can. It's a bracha of stuff.
If there's a separation, and
all right.
Okay. Where do I sit over here? Okay, let's go further.
I missed it. You go to the bathroom, let's say you come to Chasna Hall, you go to the bathroom, you come out, and now you're going to wash.
But that's exactly what we're learning right now. So ideally, you should first make, Paskins, the best thing to do, there are two things. So the best thing to do is when you come out of the bathroom, you should wash your hands in a way that does not use a utensil. Turn on the sink, put your hands under the sink and wash your hands.
And make
asher yotzeh without a utensil, because when you don't use a utensil, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of the tilas yadayim. So your hands are not tar; your hands are clean. Asher yotzeh, the brach of asher yotzeh was said in order to clean your hands, not to take off the tumah. There are two different dinim: there is tumah and there is cleanliness, shmutz. Right. So the shmutz, the brach of asher yotzeh, is to remove the shmutz, to remove the filth. So, but many people, in addition, there is also some degree of tumah when a person goes to the Beis HaKisa. We don't know what that's all about. So therefore, the custom is that when you come out of the Beis HaKisa, you do accomplish two things. You take off the filth, and you also remove any type of mystical tumah that may be on your hand for going to the Beis HaKisa.
And normally people do it with a keli.
Most do with a utensil, but not in this situation. If you're planning on washing right afterwards, you should not use a utensil because you're getting yourself into a problem of making a bracha of al netilas yadayim. The ideal thing is to wash your hands without a utensil, to remove all the filth, and then recite Asher Yotzar, and then wash with a utensil and make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim. He discussed the case where a person forgets himself. It's a routine. He comes out of the Beis HaKisa and he picks up the utensil and he washes his hands, even one hand. Oh no, what did I do? I now wash my hands. I wash with a utensil. My hands are tahar, and now I have to go eat a meal. I'm about to go wash for bread. I can't make an Tilas Yadayim anymore because I've already cleansed my hands, and it's already after the Achar Hamaisa. So in this situation, if you did not yet make a bracha, the ideal thing to do is to first make the bracha of Al Tilas Yadayim, and then make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Okay, so that is the bidyevet. L'chatchila, be careful not to use a utensil. If after the fact you already used a utensil, so then you have no choice but to first make the al netilas yadayim and then make the asher yotzah. Let's say you already finished, you already walked with the utensil, you already washed with the utensil, right? And then you said asher yotzah, and now you realize the shayla. You're in trouble now. You're in trouble now. And what does Rashi say?
You can asher yotzah, and then you make a netilas yadayim.
You do it again.
You don't do it. You just make the
bracha.
That's what he says.
He presents to people. Avil, he presents to two opinions.
No, Rashi says it's Rabbi, but he says Rabbi.
Avil sviuli netila achas oil lekan ulkan. You don't do anything more. Okay, that's what he says. So in that situation, when you can't make the bracha anymore, you already know. Rashi is not discussing a case, which is probably the most common case, I don't know what the answer is. The most common case.
Rashi says that you make.
Rashi's case going, well, you know in advance where you hold it. I know now I'm coming out of the base like he says. So I have in front of me my options. But let me ask you, a question. This is probably what happens to most people, like me. What happened to me? I would come out of the base like he says. I would wash with the utensil. I would make the Asher Yotzar. And now my hands are thoroughly dry. I can't make a bracha anymore, right?
Right.
I can't.
You make your mitzvah without a bracha.
Doesn't say that.
Where did we learn before? What happens if you dried already? You can't make a bracha.
So what do you do, Rebbe?
We learned this before. That Rebbe, what happens?
Don't bring a riot for me. Believe me. Don't want to know what I do. That's for sure.
What I would do.
Yeah.
Is I would just pour water a third time. If you do two times, I would put a third time water because, like, then it's Chabad, and then I make the feel good.
What?
You wash twice, right? And then you dry, and then you make a
Asher Yotzar.
You make a Netilas Yadayim.
That's what you should do. You should make on.
But some people, there's a sheet that's machma that you do three times to wash your hands.
So what does that have to do with anything?
So if you dried your hands already,
yeah.
So you can't make
that third time doesn't.
That doesn't count.
That's not counting. So bottom line, Caleb, we'll stop. But what's the bottom line? Bottom line is, if you are planning to do two things, to go to the Beis HaKisei and you come in to go eat, what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, pay attention, and when you come out of the Beis HaKisei, be super careful not to touch a utensil. Wash your hands without the use of a utensil. And then you make the bracha Asher Yotzar. When you conclude the bracha, you then wash with a utensil and make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. If you made a mistake and you use the utensil, then what do? You make the bracha first.
He's reading, I am Ramah.
Let him finish. Okay.
Where's the Ramah? Where Ramah? If you made a mistake, you're ready.
Let him finish first. First, let him finish what he's saying.
Two brachas? Where are you reading that from?
If you dry the
hands. Okay, let's finish up with him. But let's say case number two. You're ready, you washed, you came out of the base, like he say, and you washed with a utensil. If you now remember what you've done before you've dried your hands, there's no question, the best thing to do now is to make a bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim and then make the bracha of Asher Yotzar. Okay. Let's say you already dried your hands and you did not make any brachas yet. L'cha'ira, I'm assuming you should do the same thing because we pass an halacha l'maisa, b'diyev, and you can still make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim after you dry it. It's not ideal, but it's okay. So if you already dried your hands, you would make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim first and then Asher Yotzar. Now here's the question which I don't have a clear answer to. What happens if you've used the utensil and you've already made the Asher Yotzar, you've finished the Asher Yotzar, and now you realize the next thing you're about to do is wash for bread. What do you do now? This is a very big problem. Because your hands are clean.
Yeah, right, but you just washed it, and the Ramah says that even if your hands are dry, you forgot, and you dried your hands, you could also make the bracha on Tisha Day. There's a whole shaira. When do you make the bracha while your hands are wet?
Okay.
So you had it earlier.
But you made already Asher Yotzar. The Asher Yotzar already might take away from you the ability to make the Al Netilas Yadayim.
Oh, it's going...
For both.
It's going in both. The water is there.
Maybe you're right. I don't know the answer. Maybe you're right.
The difference you're saying is, it's mashma, according to this, that it doesn't make a difference if you say Asher Yotzar
first.
And Netilas Yadayim or Netilas Yadayim.
But there is a possibility that when you make the Asher Yotzar, you put an end to it. Even if you... Once you draw your hands... According to some opinions, you can't make Al Netilas Yadayim anymore. You finished. That's it. It's over.
But we passed.
You can. But do those opinions that pass that you can hold? You can even when you say Asher Yotzar. Maybe when you say Asher Yotzar, that's already the end.
So there's a svara to say that the Netilas Yadayim does two things. It does a cleaning, and it's also a tahara. It does two things. The tumah is not any of cleanings. So since the water does two things, you can make two brachas on it.
Okay, Tzarechi, maybe we'll look into this more tomorrow. Take a break.
There's no difference between Katana and Yidana. I used to know that Katana, you can do the sink, but
sitting, what do you mean?
When you make a katana.
Yes, yes, no difference. No difference. No difference. No difference. It's cleanliness. No, there's no difference.
No. And when you make you have a skewer in the morning in the middle of the suga, not Shabbos.
Yeah.
You make it by a pretty good thing?
Say it again. No, you don't. About Shabbos?
No, not on Shabbos.
Better wine. It has to be better wine.
Better wine.
More expensive wine.
So you make it by a pretty good thing? And a toy venomator?
No, you only make a tava meter.
When do you make a tava meter?
Before you drink it.
No, a meal of the week.
A meal of the week, you have to make a barbecue agafi meal of the suda, of course. No, but you don't, no. The first time?
The second wine.
The second wine, you only make a tava meter. You don't make another barbecue agafi. You already made a barbecue agafi.
You never make another barbecue
agafi. No, once you make one barbecue agafi, you're finished. You never make a second barbecue agafi and be brochel levatala.
Now, let's say you made a barbecue agafi before the suda.
No, then you don't make it.
You make a barbecue agafi before the suda.
You do not make, and then you wash, you do not make
on
another.
Shabbos, maybe not, but
no, the same thing, because the yain before the suda is to be moshe. It's for the purpose of the moshe. Once you make a barbecue agafi in any setting, you don't make it, and you did not get naked.
I learned this mishnah about the kilos yadayim. Yeah. Before I learned it, because you know the Hungarians possibly make the kids and not the so I always knew you make two brachas.
One, two brachas.
You wash after the bathroom, and
yes.
You go to a wedding and
yes.
Wash and go to bed.
You make two brachas. What do you do first?
I used to do ashiyosa first.
Yeah.
And then the kilos yadayim. But he says to me, it looked like the mishnah brewery one way, and it's different. It really shouldn't make a difference in the brachas. I'm trying to figure. Does it make a difference in the brokers? You know, when you make it. So what happens if you make
okay, that's so ordered. There's a whole daf gemara on this.
Right.
10 opinions with the whole order.
So
halacha lemaisa, you do one way, but if you make a mistake, you make a mistake, so the world doesn't come to an end.
Right.
But here, there's another issue. There's another issue of l'katchila, once your hands are dry. If your hands are not dry, you're still in the middle.
Right, but he brings that the Rambam says, even if your hands are dry.
Why? So you want to say that making the Asher Yotzer doesn't make any difference?
I'll tell you why I do this.
Okay.
Because if you put katan in, you just wash it. You're saying, but for b'daylem, I knew you have to use a kli.
Yeah, there's a more meaning of a kli. Why is it using a kli more
know.
Of a gedolim?
I don't know.
There's
in the morning, when you get up in the morning.
A kli, of course a kli.
A kli.
That's because of tumah. That's not because of cleanliness. That's primarily
so
because of tumah.
There's also any
of tumah.
There's also any of tumah. It's not on. Let's say you go in and you go into
so katanim also this tumah. You go into katanim also this tumah. Based on
right,
cases, the makam tumah.
You have to wash. You don't have to do it.
But you only have to wash for gedolim also.
Let's say because you touch anything, kindness and starving.
Yeah.
But let's say you go into one of these places that have a bidet and you don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Would you have to wash your hands?
If you go into where?
A bidet, a fancy toilet that spritzes water and washes you.
It's a makam tumah, based on mercha. It's a based on mercha.
So it doesn't make a difference, right?
This tumah, whatever it is, this cleanliness
so
this tumah. Yeah.
Then there's the tumah of the beis hakisei, and there's
right,
all the tumah
right.
So,
but you don't remove tumah unless you use a utensil. That is very
right,
clear.
But if you have then the tumah, you only wash enough to clean it for tumah.
Then you got a problem. That's the problem. You need to make one netilas yadayim. Right. That's exactly what the kids are saying.
Because I think I don't know, but if someone makes gedolim.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wash your hands with soap in the bathroom.
Right, first. And then you come out after tumah, you do the tumah. Okay.
Rabbi Miller, I was just asking a question. I remember years ago in Yeshiva, they said if you don't have access to water,
yeah.
You can rub on wood, like they said with
sand. For the Beis HaKisei.
Yeah.
For Beis HaKisei, but for eating bread, there's no such thing.
No, off Beis HaKisei.
For Beis HaKisei, the primary issue is cleanliness.
Yeah.
You don't need water. You can use Purell.
But for wood, I remember rubbing on wood before eating if you don't have access to wood. No. Let's go back 50 years.
For eating bread, I think there's a confusion between coming on the base, like he's saying,
yeah,
for
right,
bread.
Yeah.
Bread, you must have
that's
water. And if you don't have water, you're not allowed to touch the bread.
That's the tacon.
Yeah. That's how it is, yeah. I
know. I'm not at the assembly. Rabbi Dula is so brave.
Mother lived there, so they
were Brad North. Well, the camp was called the school was called there.
Yeah, but he mentioned it.
He was related. Oh, then you might have seen him. Before the China might come from Benson. Well, you don't know him.
I know he spoke. One, the older brother spoke. Maybe it's Rabbi Batchel.
Rabbi Katzel, the old one.
Yeah, Rabbi Kuster. Kuster Rebbe spoke from Borough Park. And there was another brother who spoke, and there were the cats from the 24th.
Where was it?
I don't know. 1607. So literally, it's a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people.
For that shul, yeah, it was packed. You know, it's not a big shul. I mean, the ladies section.
We had one. There was only one thing that was really stunned. You
have to know the little shul.
Well, you have to
sit
around
the night time. Nice guy. Very bright.
And it's Sapsnone.
Yeah, I see it's Sapsnone. I can see through the window here. I have my winter cane. My winter cane with the ice cream.
Yeah, thank
you. You know what? The metal. The ice cream. Good for ice. In other words, the rubber on a cane will slide.
Okay, let's begin. A few minutes until Mincha. We have a minion, Mincha, a snowstorm. Baruch Sharon came today. You know.